Kiddushin. That's Midin Arev. Different ways to explain that. And the second case is when someone else gives money to the woman and says, Ish Mukudesh es to Ploni. And what does that work? Says Rava Midin Eved Kenani. Lashon HaGemara. Just like Eved Kenani, we know that the Eved is freed when someone else gives money to the Adon. In other words, he's Kones Atzmo Bekesef Aydei Acherim. Afagav de lo kachaser velo midi. Nevertheless, kakoni nafshei. The Eved acquires himself even though he's not losing anything. He didn't pay the Kesef. So to hear, Haigavah, this Mekadesh, Afagav de lo kachaser velo midi, kakoni lo lahayitza. Even though he didn't lose anything, he didn't give the money, someone else did, nevertheless, he acquires her, and she's mekudeshes to him. What's the chiddush here in the din of Eved Kenani? What's the case of Eved Kenani? So we'll see a big machlokes pshat here in the sugya. We have the Rashi. Rashi says that the case of Eved Kenani is that he's a shliach. We have to know why does Rashi say this. Rashi holds kinirah. Without this, you wouldn't have the din of Eved Kenani. There'd be no kiddushin. The Ritva will soon see disagrees. So Rashi has the case of Shliach. The obvious thought is that if it's not a case of Shliach, then you don't have the das of the Baal. You don't know that the Baal wants Kiddushin. So now that you have a Shliach, so you have a normal Mesinas Kesef, the Amira of the person who's giving the Kesef is the Amira of the Kiddushin. He was a Shliach to be Mekadesh this person. So what's the drawback? According to Rashi, the drawback centers around the Kesef itself. The Kesef was not given by the Mekadesh. It was given by somebody else. In other words, if the Mekadesh would give his Kesef to the Shliach, then everything is perfect. Like the Shliach is Mekadesh as a Shliach. The Kesef is the Kesef of the Baal. So everything is perfect. But here, the Gav is Lokal Chasev Lo Midi. So the way we began to explain it, what is the Pshat? Kesef is a kinyan. Kesef creates the kedushin, and the persons whose mekadesh are the kona, it's not his kesef. So who says that the woman has to be miskadeshes to give herself up as kedushin for kesef that's not of the mekadesh? That maybe is not. There's no halacha of kedushin of kinyan kesef, but kedushin if the kesef is not coming from the mekadesh. What do we see by Eved Kenani? That you can have the shichur, the kinyan, that the Eved is called as atzmo, take place even though the acherim are giving the kesef, not the Eved. So that's the din by Eved Kenani. It's interesting. How do we know this chidush by Eved Kenani? Doesn't even seem to be a pasuk, pashtus. It sounds like it's such a pashta thing that it works. When the Gemara discusses this inyan later in Daf Chav Gimel, the Gemara says, so what's the case? Does the Eved know about it? Does the Eved not know about it? The issue in the Gemara seems to be about the Eved's knowledge. And the second issue that comes in the Gemara by Kesef is if the Eved could have given his own Kesef, because does he have a kinyan in Kesef since he's an Eved? The Gemara doesn't mention the point that the Gemara is mentioning over here. It's like that the Gemara felt was so pashut. And meanwhile, Rabbi finds that chiddush in the din of Eved Kenani, and then he says, obviously, therefore, works by Isha as well. We brought in this the Beis Meir, just to bring it again, just to chur, one could take issue with the whole kasha of the Beis Meir, in light of what we just said. The sugya there, Daf Chav Gimel, brings a yesod of Abaye and Rabbi, the way the Ran learns, Rabbi is working in conjunction with Abaye, in terms of the inyan of Kesef Aydei Acherim by Shichur, Eved Kenani. The issue again that the Gemara is discussing is how can it work without the das of the Eved? He doesn't want, and the assumption according to Rameir is an Eved would not want to be free because it's considered to be a chov for an Eved Kenani to go free. So how can the Kesef be given to the Adon and work to be zocher that the Eved is becoming free? I in chavin la adam shelo b'fan. Says the Gemara l'das Rav Meir, it works anyway. Says Abaye, why? Because since you see the Adon has the koach, the way the Ran learns the Gemara, words Pshat and Abay, the Adon has the koach to be kone, the Eved Bal Korche, Makneri Bal Korche. What does that mean? Pasha Pshat, what does it mean? That you don't need a Dasa Eved. The Adon is the one that's creating the Yisod of the Kenyan. The Eved's Das is not material here. The Adon can do what he wants. The Adam can take the Eved, make him an Eved. The Adam can be Makneh, as it will, that he should become free. The Eved's Das is not relevant. The Gemara asks, so why is Shtar different? Why can't you have a Shichur al-Yidei Shtar? According to a mayor, the Shtar is given to someone on behalf of the Eved to become free. The Eved doesn't become free, right? Why can't you say the same Svara? The Gemara tries to say a chiluk because it's a different type of a shtar, and by kesef it's the same type of kesef as kesef. And Rava comes and says, according to the Ran, the basic answer Abaye gave us, but as far as distinguishing between kesef and shtar, says Rava, the chiluk is kesef kabolas rabu garmelo. Shtar kabolas achim garmelo. What does it mean? That when it comes to kesef, the kinyan is a function of the kabolas rabu. And therefore, as we said in Abaye, the Rav is the one that's making everything happen, and if he's mekabel the kesef, that creates the kinyan, the shechur of it. Whereas here, it's the achim who mekabel the shtar, they have no right to infringe on the eved's chovasa, the chovasa shel eved. They can't be mekabel the shtar. Their kabbalah is creating the shechur. And if it doesn't, something the eved doesn't want, we assume the eved doesn't want it, so you can't have shechur through Kabbalah Sacherim. But if it's the Rav that's doing it, so we just finished saying that the Rav is the one that makes the Kenyan. Yeah, so this is the Sugya. But Pashup Shad, these Svaras are unique Svaras to Eved Kenani, the Pashtus, right? Kabbalah Sacherim Garmelo, it's a halacha by Eved Kenani. What is the issue at stake? The issue is the Eved, it's going against the Dasa Eved. And according to Rav Meir, you can't do it. Again, it's a chol. And the answer is you could. Because Mishnah with Eved Bal Korcho, Kabbalah Rabu Garmel. This is according to Rav Meir, yeah? According to the Chachamim, the Gemara really didn't ever had a problem. The Gemara only said this to resolve how it works according to Rav Meir. According to the Chachamim, one could certainly say that why does Kesef work idea Acherim? No. What principle? Zachim. That this creates a schus, the Eved goes free when you give the Kesef to the Adam. You mezaka the eved the shichur the same way if you mekabel a shtar, so the eved can go free because it's presumed to be a schus. So it is when you give the kesef to the adon, you mezaka the eved that he can become free. So if the eved was screened, then it won't work. But the pashtus, the eved is fine with it. That's what you could have said. That's what is mashma from Rashi and also the Rif. However, the Arishonim, the Rush, they say that the reason why it works for the Chachamim when the Kesef is given to the Adon, the Acherim, is also based on the same story that Gemara gives us according to Rav Meir, namely, Kabbalas Acherim Garmelo, even if the Eved is screaming that he doesn't want to be free, in which case you couldn't act on his behalf as a schus, you know it's not a schus, he tells you he doesn't want it, but nevertheless it works anyway based on the Svara. Okay, that's the Gemara over there. Very basic machlokas. So we had a kasha the Beis Meir. Lachar, it's hard to know what really was bothering him. That's the struggle here. The Beis Meir was bothered by what? By the fact that if you hold, not like Rashi, not like the Rif, and you hold that the reason why the works, Kesef the Acherim works, is the Shichur of Kenani, is because of the Svara that Rava gives us there in Abaye, Kabbalah Sacherim Garmelo, which he says is a unique Svara to Eved Kenani. So he says if that's what's going on to create the din of Kesef Adi Acherim, Eved Kenani, then how do you explain Rav and Agamar? Rav himself, after all, right? Rav says Kabbalah Sacherim Garmelo, and you're telling me he says it even for the Chachamim. And Rav here learns out that you can have Kiddushin Aidei Acherim who give the money. Midin Eved Kenani. So what does he ask? Eved Kenani, there's a halacha that works because we see Kabbalah Sacherim Garmelo. So the the Kabbalah of the Adon allows that kinyan to work. That svara specific to an Adon with Nebuchadnezzar, Kabbalah Sakhayim Garmala. Because as we said with the Rad, it's based on our bias, says right before, by Isha, by Kedushin, certainly the Kona, the Baal, is very much part of this kinyan. So what does he ask? So then it's not a good parallel. So in terms of our issue, so what are we learning out over here? That you don't need the Baal to lose money. Maybe you do. Oh, but they're not Gemara. Very good. No problem. Yeah, but Kabbalah Achayim Garmalo. It's all about the other. We don't care about the Eved. The Eved didn't lose money. Kabbalah Achayim Garmalo. You see, the Gemara says that's far over there. That's according to these Rishonim. Not like Rashi and the Rif. It's true even for the Chachamim. So that's why everything works. Everything is perfect. Kabbalah Achayim Garmalo. But over here, that svar doesn't apply. Here, the kona is very much relevant for the kinyan. It's not about the isha's kabbalah. It's clearly the baal has to be nosing the kesef, and it has to be part of the kinyan. Has to be that the baal is involved with the kinyan. So, for that matter, what would you also require? That the baal should be chasid. That seems to be the kasha de Beis Meir. So how can we learn out this halacha of Eved Kenani working by Kedushin, despite the fact that lo kachasa velo midi, maybe here it won't work because lo kachasa velo midi. I over there, Eved Kenani, it works. There we see that the whole mechanism of Kesed HaCherim is predicated on this fantastic yisod of Kabbalah HaCherim Garmelo, that the Kabbalah Ha'av makes the Kenyan work. And so for that matter, that's why we can also understand why it can work without the Eved losing money. But over here, it's not true Kabbalah Achayim Garmalo. So maybe the Baal has to lose the money. In fact, if someone else gave the money, we're not out. That's really what seems to be the kasha. Right? That's the kasha of the Beis Meir. Now, but upon further reflection, seemingly we can say it's not a kasha. I saw it brought in the Zit Nimra of Nachum. I tried to track it down. He said it was brought in a certain sefer. I looked at the sefer. I couldn't find that piece at all. So I don't know, can vouch for the, you know, where it's written up, but it's the svara is broad at least. That seemingly the two different issues, the issue in our sugya and the issue of Chav Gimel, are totally different and unrelated and distinct from each other. The svara of Kabbalah Achayim Garmalo and Abaye's svara before that are directed at the sugya and Chav Gimel, specifically what the Gemara is bothered by over there. What's the Gemara bothered by in Chav Gimel? How can you have Shikra Eved Shalom Midasa Eved? I don't have Dasa Eved. We're going according to a mayor there, right? The mayor holds that it's a chob to be going, becoming free. How can you create a kinyan that he should go free if he doesn't want it? We presume he doesn't want it. How can you be chav to the Eved? On that question, the Gemara resolves the point by saying, says Abaye, what about Shtar? Says Rava, no, but here it's about the Kabbalah Sa'av, Kabbalah Sarav, unlike by Shtar. So what does it mean? It means that since the Adon is the player here, he's the one that's affecting the Kinyan. So therefore, we don't need to reckon with the Das of the Eved. It doesn't bother me that the Eved's not happy and he doesn't want it. It's not about him, it's about the Adam. The Adam is the one that's creating the Kenyan, the Shichrur, therefore it can happen whether the Eved likes it or not. Good. That's true for a mayor, according to some Rishonim, it's true for the Chachamim as well. Even if he tells you, I don't want it, but you can still create the Shichrur. That's the extent that the Gemara Svara is coming to resolve. That's the issue in that Gemara. What's the issue in Asud? Asug is discussing a different angle. The type of kesef that can create the kinyan, that can create the kedushin. Kedushin happens by the kesef. Kesef is given, kesef is received, and for it being received, something is given in return, in exchange. The woman receives the kesef, she gives something in return for it. What does she give? The kedushin. She gives herself to become the kudmis kadeshes. Who's giving miskadeshes to? This person gives money. Reuven gives money. He says, be miskadeshes to Shimon. Shimon is the one that's going to be coming her bow. She's giving herself up the kedushin to Shimon. The kesef didn't come from Shimon. The kesef came from Reuben. The kinyan is a kinyan of kesef. The kedushin is kesef. Where do you see that you can have kedushin ayidei kesef if the kesef is not the person who's getting the kedushin? It's a totally different issue. Says Rava, look at Eved Kenani. The kinyan is a kinyan of kesef. Whatever it is, shichur is a kinyan of sorts. He's calling it atzvot. And the mechanism of the kinyan is kesef. And you see that the kesef can be given by someone else, not by the Eved himself. So you see that you can have the kesef can create reciprocity, that it can create the kinyan that will come in its stead, even if the kesef was not coming from the person who's getting the kinyan. Says Rava, it's a davar pashut. You see, it works. We don't even have a pasuk on that. Remember, the Gemara is like discussing that issue, as we started with. It doesn't seem to be like even that you need a pasuk. It's a yisod. You see from the fact that it works that kesef can come al yedei acherim. The kinyan kesef doesn't have to be for the kesef of the person being kona. In that issue, there's nothing to say. Well, what about the fact that over there it's different? Kabbalas acherim garmelo. The Adon is—he's making the kinyan happen. Okay, he is. But in terms of the mechanism of the kinyan, I have a clear basis to see that you don't need the kesef to be coming from the person being kohen. So Rava's point over here is legitimate, even if you bring all those special svaras over there of Kabbalas Achim Garmelo. In terms of that sugya, that's only relating to the discussion of that sugya. But our sugya is dealing with a different angle. So seemingly, one could certainly hear that the kasha doesn't start. That's what I wanted you to figure out at the end of Shir yesterday, that, the way we touched up our Gemara, the way, again, it's all within Rashi, that the issue in our sugya has to do with whose kesef is it. Rashi, the Gemara, is lo kachasev lo midi. Yeah, but not so much of lo chaser, it's the fact that it's not his kesef. The Gemara puts it, he's not losing money, meaning it wasn't his kesef. It was the kesef of the other guy. Okay, that's in terms of that nakuda. This is all within Shitas Rashi in our Gemara. Questions? Yeah. Okay, so you have to know, there's obviously, different ways to learn, but one could have perhaps separated the sugya. One thing we should keep in the back of our minds, because I think there are others who disagree with this. It could be what I'm saying is true only because of the Ran over there, that Rav is going with an Abaye. We're assuming, at least based Meir in his question, certainly assuming that the Svara of Kabbalas Achim Garmelo is a special Svara by Eved Kenani. In other words, if I had to ask you by Kinyan Kesef in general, Kedushin, Lachira, whatever, is there such a notion called Kabbalas Achim Garmelo? So if I would say, yeah, maybe. It's not about the Nesinas HaKesef, but the Kabbalas HaKesef, whoever's Mekabal the Kesef, whoever the Makne is, Kabbalas HaMakne Garmelo. If I would just take the Gemara in that vein, then I think the whole Kasha didn't start. Then whatever it is over there is over here. And it's not like it's any different. So there may be indications. We'll see here in the lesson of the Ksos, it seems that way, that Kabbalas Achim Garmelo is not a unique Svar to Eved Kenani at all. But again, it could be a Bachokas had a Rimshan and a Gemara, which we're not learning, but just to know that there's maybe different ways to learn. Okay, let's go now to the Ritva, and see what the argument is between the Rashi and the Ritva. So Rashi, again, sets up the case of Eved Kenani, that he's a shliach. So the issue is, whose money is it, as far as the role of the nosein hakesef, we know what he is. He's a shliach, everyone is on board, the person wants to become a bow to this woman, there's no need for any newness and new amira, right? What's the amira of this kedushin? Where's the amira? Right here. This is the amira. Heilach mana biskachi leproni. That's harayat mikudesh. That's leproni. That's the amira. Right? That's Rashi. What is the Ritva asking Rashi? Perush. Zok the Ritva right away, immediately different. Ha mairi We're not discussing that the case of the Nosein being a Shliach. That's not what the case is. He's not a Shliach. Ella, she Nosein Kesef Mishalo, Kedei, she is Kaddish Bo Lazeh. In other words, someone told you from the outside who's giving money to the woman that she should be miskadeshes to that other guy. Continues the Ritva. So we have to know what's going on here. What's going on? What's the other person? Does he know anything? Has he indicated in any way that he would like to become a Baal to this woman? Totally unclear. Clearly at some point he indicates that he's happy. The Ritva is going to say he's going to have to say that you have to have an Amira here, right? But clearly there had to be some indication at some point. Listen to the words of the Ritva. Now, what does the Ritva feel about Rashi's case? Is there a chidush in Rashi's case? We hear with the Shliach. Continues it. V'hainu the osyalo midin Eved Kenani. So he adds here, and this is why we are need to be coming on to Eved Kenani. Listen carefully. What do you hear in those words of the Ritva? That what? That were to be a case of Shliach? What? You wouldn't need a Kenani. It'd be Pashut. There'd be nothing to learn out of a Kenani. The din would be clear. So immediately we should pick up on the Machokas, Rashi, and the Ritva. And according to Rashi, the case is Shliach. And we still need to learn Yisod that it works. We didn't have a Kenani. And according to the Ritva, there is no need to have a Kenani. If it's the case of the Shliach, even though what do we see in Rashi? There was a drawback. After all, what was the case? The Shliach was using whose money? His own money. For the Ritva, that apparently is a non-issue. Because what we saw in Rashi as the crux of the issue, for the Ritva, was a non-issue. Right? The Shliach using his money, no problem. You don't need a Kenani to tell me that it works. That's what he says. V'hainu d'asio midin Eved Kenani, because otherwise you wouldn't need Eved Kenani. So what's going on again? Not a Shliach. Continues the Ritva. V'kev and v'kein. If it's so, that it's talking about he's not a Shliach. Sarach she'osa proni yom ala, then you need the other proni, the other guy, to say, harei at nekudesh esli, v'kev she'nasan lach proni she'tizkat shili. So the other one's going to have to declare an Amira at some point subsequent and say you're Mekudeshes with that kesef that someone else gave, that the other guy gave. Again, when did he become aware of this kesef being given? The Ritva has no indication. But you need an Amira on the part of the Baal. So what is the Chidush now of Eved Kenani? What is the Chidush? What are we trying to learn? V'lo'ar minan hacha. So the Ritva is looking at the Chiddush in a very different way than Rashi. The Rashi, what was the Chiddush? The money was not his money. The Ritva says, what are we trying to say here? That the Nesina of the other party is considered like his Nesina. Then later on, he's Mekadish with the Nesina of the other guy. He didn't have to give her the Kesef. So now we have really two. How many nekudos do we have that the Ritva and Rashi disagree on? First of all, in the case that Rashi gives, Rashi holds that's where you need to learn a din of Eved Kenani, the case of a Shliach. And what does the Ritva say? You wouldn't need Eved Kenani for that. It means what we saw in Rashi as this, the heart of the sugya, it's not his kesef. For the Ritva, that's not an issue. That's the one hand. That's one nekuda. And what's the other, presumably the other issue that they would disagree on? According to the Ritva, what is the din of Eved Kenani? The case where someone else gave money, not as a shliach. And what is the chidush here, as the Ritva puts it? Nesinas ache chashiva kenesinasa. According to Rashi, if Rashi sets up the case that he's a shliach, presumably that means that what would be if he wasn't a shliach? What would Rashi hold? That wouldn't work at all, the pashtus. That's Rashi wouldn't have to tell you the case he's a Shliach. So there are only two things to notice. That if he is a Shliach, for the Ritva, it's Pashut that it works without any need to learn from Eved Kenani. And Rashi, that's the case that you need to learn still a new halacha from Eved Kenani. Secondly, the Ritva is a case that you have the Dinah, but Kenani Rashi wouldn't accept it. The Kenani doesn't speak to that case. You can't help that case. That case won't work. So let's take one at a time. Yeah. Let's take the case where he is a shliach. So Rashi says that's what we're going out from Ebi Kenani, and the Ritva says, nothing doing. You don't need to learn anything from Ebi Kenani. What's this machlokus about? Why does Rashi hold that there's a potential problem here with the shliach using his money? And the Ritva will say, I see nothing wrong here. If there's a case of the shliach, there's nothing, no problem. So there's a few ways that one could consider. Anyone have a thought? What do you say? Yeah, Isaac.
Whether or not the money that the shliach gives is considered as if it's the Baal's money. According to the Ritva, if it was to be a shliach, the money would be the Baal's.
This is how so many achronim want to think about it. And they want to go trace it back. So what does a shliach really mean? Let's open the issue up maybe by bringing in another case. It's a machokas in the case of get. This is in Simon Kuf Chav and Evan Ha'ezer. The halacha is that the Baal gives a get to the Isha, right? The Nasan Biyada. So the get is written on paper, on parchment. The halacha is that since the Baal is giving the Isha a get, the Nasan Biyada, he's giving a physical piece of paper, parchment, with a get written on it to the woman, so the parchment has to be owned by the Baal. That's why they say that the sofer has to be makneh. Before the Baal gives the get to the woman, he has to be makneh him, the ink. Everything that's in this get, in the physical sense of the word, has to be owned by the Baal, so that the Baal gives the Isha something of his. You know, the Havdil, like, you know, by Kiddushin, you say the ring has to be the Chassan. So here, the get, the physical get, has to be the Baal's that he's giving of his own to the woman. So, what about the case? A person can be Megarish Adei Shaliach. What about if he's Megarish Adei Shaliach, and the Shaliach owns the paper and everything else? Can the Shaliach serve as the Shaliach of Gerishin by giving the woman the Niyar of the get that's owned by the Shaliach? So this is a machlokes. So there are those who want to say, the Beis Meir dafka, ironically, the Beis Meir we had yesterday from later in the Chiddushi Beis Meir. These are Beis Meir, by the way, the contemporary of Rabbi Kiva Eger, Posen, what's his name, Meir Posen. So same period, so Sivas and Kiva Eger. So he discusses this question, and he brings out Gemara. What he wants to say is, what's the issue? Why would you think that the shliach can use his paper, or why would you think the shliach cannot use his own paper for the get? So he says, if the shliach is the shliach of the Baal, so then what would you say? Then it's the Baal. It's like the Baal's paper. He's the shliach. But maybe you'll say, no, he's not like the Baal completely. The Baal, he's a shliach. The Baal is a megarish. So you need the Baal's paper. So then he brings our Gemara. Hey, l'chman of iskachi l'ploni. So what does Rashi say? The case is that he's a shliach. Elish l'mekachi mishalo. He's using the money of the shliach. So it works with the Ebi Kenani. So he says, what do you have to learn from Ebi Kenani? We're talking about a case of shliach, okay, by Rashi. What do you have to learn from Ebi Kenani? That's what Rashi says. You have to learn from Ebi Kenani. Uma beget. If you hold like those shittas, that by get, it's sufficient to have the paper of the shliach, that counts, like the Baal's paper. Uma beget tichsi v'nasan, which we say means v'nasan mishalo. You require that the Baal has to give something which is his. And we say, according to those who hold this way, then Masha Nosin HaShliach Chashiv Kenosin HaMishaleach. It's like the Baal would be giving it, because the Shliach is like the Baal, is Mikoshken B'Kedushin. So what do you need a new Lim of Mevekenani? So Avada by Kedushin, it could be good enough with the Shliach Mekadosh, with the Shliach's money. Aye, what's the problem with the Gemara? But he's not Chaser. The Baal is in Chaser. The Baal is in Chaser. Shlucha Shulam Kimoso. That's what you said. Afi Nema Shetzarach HaMekadesh Lios Chaser B'midi, like the Gemara's words. Mikol Malkam says the base mayor, Kema the Shlucho Nechsar, the Shliach is Chaser, it's his money. Nema Da'avi Kiyu HaMeshaleach Nechsar. So what is, according to Rashi, why do you need a new Lim of Rebbe Kenani? If you hold that by get, it's good enough if the Shliach's paper is used for the Ksivas HaGet, and he gives it because he's the Baal, you could say. So that's called like the Baal is Chaser. It's the same. So then the same thing's over here. What's wrong with the Kesef? It's the Shliach's Kesef. Elamashma, so what do you see from Rashi? The Lo Aminan, the Shayach Shlichus, the Midi, Shahak Pada Shiyem Mishalo. On that issue, Shlichus doesn't transfer over. Shlichus is very nice and sweet. It works. Proxy. But in terms of this inyan that you need, that it should be, in the case of Kedushin, the Kesef of the Baal, you need a new Makar now that's going to work here. Because you need Kesef of the Baal. By get, you're not going to have a new Makar, so you're going to be stuck. It has to be the Baal's Niyar. He says, we find a muscle like this, by other things like this. He can't use Shlichus for everything. Where there's a Tepada, you need Mishalo, Shlichus won't work. Lamasho, Mitzvah Sha'al Gufo. Tzitzis, tefillin. Can you have shluchas? I can't put on my tefillin for you. This is the famous Tosis Rid. Yeah, why? Xos talks about why can't you have shluchas for mitzvahs? I can't eat matzah for you. I can't eat, put on tefillin in my hand for you. Because the put is, it has to be my, tefillin has to be on my arm. Oh, so Mimela, same thing over here. You can't have Stamas Amidin Shlichus, it's not going to be enough if the Shliach gave the Kesef, but it's not the Baal. So therefore, by the Rai says that would be that by get as well, it couldn't be good enough that it's going to be the paper of the Shliach. If it were, then Koshkin over here by Kedushin, and then you would need to have a Kenani, right? So that would be a Raya from Rashi, right? He says that must be that by get, you can't use the paper of the Shliach. Says the base mayor, wait a second, there's a cholik on Rashi. Who's cholik on Rashi? Who holds that by Shliach you don't need Evet Kenani? The Ritva, continues the base mayor, HaRitva Sham Sober Kavaseh. He holds like those, the Pichadash he's quoting, that holds that the paper of the Shliach is good enough for get. Why? Because he says, HaMairi quotes the Lashon HaRitva, HaMairi K'she'en HaNosin Shliach. El Shinosi Mishalo Kadesh Kadesh Volze. Bahailu de Asina Lam Deva Kenani. What does that mean? Bahailu de Asina La Umashma Ha Aidi Shliach Lotzmichanu de Neva Kenani. Oh? Why not? So he goes, so from the Ritva would support the Pshat that holds, the Shita that holds, that it's good enough if you have the paper of the Shliach Baget, and so too if it's a Kesef of the Shliach Bekedush. That's how he starts off. There's more here, but maybe we'll see if we get to it. So many Achronim run with this tliya, this thing, and they say, oh, so what does that depend on? So it comes out of Lamdishemachlokas, Rashi and the Ritva, whether you need a din avikanani in the case of Shliach, and it would have implications like the case by Get, if you could have the Shliach have the Get on his paper, and he's a Shliach HaGet, and if it could work on the Shliach's paper, then it could certainly work on the Shliach's money. And you don't need Evet Kenani, that's the Ritva. And Rashi will hold like the others. Rashi will know that even if it's the Shliach's paper, but Maisa, it's not the get, the Baal is not, it's not the Baal's get. The Shliach is giving the Baal's, is giving his get. That's not going to work. So what does that depend on? Like, do you view the Shliach's Kesef as if it were the Baal spending the money? Do you look as the Shliach's Nesinas again, as if the Baal is giving from his own or not? So then they try to go beyond and say, oh, this is totally went to Chakir, went to Shliach. You've heard it probably one time or more. Shlichus Shel Adam Kemoso, is it the pshat that it's really the Baal that's acting, the Shliach is empowered, he is the Baal, or is it only that the Baal, that the Shliach can act on behalf of the Baal? Different ways you can frame the Chakira. So if you say, to the extent that you see the Shliach as indivisible from the Baal, he is the Baal, then everything that the Shliach does, that's the Baal, then it's the Shliach's kesef is the Baal's kesef, the Shliach is chaser, the Baal's chaser, the Shliach's paper is the Baal's paper. If you see it more as a step removed, the Shliach is acting on behalf of, then already it's not going to work. If it's not going to be the Baal's paper, it's not going to be good. It shouldn't be good if it wasn't the Baal's money, except we have a new limud by Kedushin by Eved Kenani. Yeah, this is all one way to run with all this. Okay, it's a mahalach. Yeah, question.
You said it's specific to Kedushin.
Yeah, because the din of Eved Kenani is only going to be halacha by Kedushin.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, you're not going to have that halacha by Get. You only have by Eved Kenani is halacha by Nesinas Mamon. Right? Eved Kenani is Kesef, giving Kesef. Nesinas Get is not shaft to the din of Eved Kenani. So you couldn't use Eved Kenani to help you by Get. So good. So it could be that the Rashi who needs Eved Kenani by Kedushin, Rashi is going to have to hold that again that by the case of Get, it's going to also have to be the Baal's Niyar, the Baal's parchment. And the other Shita, the Ritva, that could line up with those who hold that it's enough to be the parchment of the Shliach. And therefore, it's considered whatever you have, and the Shliach's Keset, that's the Baal. This is one way to think about the Machokas. Yeah, but L'chaira, I don't know if we have to run so far afield and make our issue depend on other inyanim over there. I'm not so sure in terms of the Get. I can hear two sides on the issue of a Get, and I can still look at our question independently. Because really, maybe our issue, as we began to start the sugya, and we said a minute ago, our sugya maybe is revolving around a very different issue. Not the nature of shlichus, the power of the shliach. Is he the Baal? Is he not the... Is he the mishaleach? Is he not... It's a different issue. It's an issue about kesef kinyan, or kesef kedushin. Kesef is given, and to reciprocate for the nesinas hakesef, there's a transaction that the kesef engenders. You give kesef, and there's kedushin in return. You pay kesef, and you get karka in return. Who's acquiring the thing that you're getting through the kesef? Proni, this guy. But whose kesef is being given? Someone else. Who says that the woman has an obligation or that there's any responsibility to give an exchange to Ploni for Reuben's money? It's a very specific issue. Don't automatically assume this is the issue that connects to everything else in Shas, Ashuch, Shul, Gemosa. Specific to kesef kinyan. Can there be a kinyan for someone acquiring something for kesef if the thing that's being given, it's not for the kesef of that person? I'm giving something to you for your kesef. I'm not mechuyev to give you something for his kesef. So shliach, not shliach. The bottom line is the person that's acquiring it. Is there an exchange that's to be given for kesef that's not the kesef of the person? Even if I tell me shluchos am kemosa now till tomorrow, but lemaisa, the kesef is not of the konas. So it's specific inyan relating to the issue over here. Second, and this is according to Rashi, what I need Eved Kenani for. Why the Ritva disagrees? Because the Ritva doesn't agree that there's any such problem. He doesn't see it as a problem to begin with. Okay, where does it say that the kesef that I'm giving the thing for has to be the kesef of the kohen? That's all. This doesn't accept that premise. So Rashi sees there's a problem to be solved, and we need Eved Kenani to solve it, and the Ritva doesn't see a problem to be solved in that area. Finished. So we don't have to make this in any way relate to the other inyanim that we find in Mashal by Get, by the Niyar of the Get. It's simply a question that, again, kesef kin. The Ritva doesn't see the problem that Rashi sees in the sugya. This is in terms of one direction, why Rashi and the Ritva disagree whether you need Eved Kenani by Shliach. We still have to go now the other way, when you don't have a Shliach, that the Ritva has it in Eved Kenani, what is that halacha, and how does Rashi feel that there's no basis to allow that to work? Yeah.
Just for Rashi, why wouldn't it work? The woman is agreeing. She's initiating and saying, I want to be taken with that money.
She could be agreeing, but you need to have the formality of a Kinyan Kesef. The Kinyan Kesef is defined by giving Kedushin for Kesef. That definition is for the Kesef of the Mekadesh. You don't have to make it more fancy than that. That's what you have in the Gemara. Lokal Kesef, Kesef of the Mekadesh. Can earn him, can get him the exchange for that kesef. That's all. The Ritva doesn't hold it. There's such a halacha. Rashi holds you need to learn a makar that it can be good enough if you can give kesef of not the kona. And the Ritva didn't think that that would be necessary to learn anything about that. Yeah?
Could you suggest that the Ritva and Rashi are arguing about something like even simpler, that Rashi says shlichus, but the Ritva says that that's not really parallel to the case of the din of Eved Kenani, because the Acherim aren't really the Shliach of
So now, you're opening up something very interesting. This is a little bit Menachem yesterday was touching on this. Let's cheshbon something out, very interesting. The case of Eved Kenani itself. So who are these Acherim? What? Are they Shlichim? What? So how does Rashi learn our sugya with Shlichus? And Eved Kenani's is not that, right? I mean, we're learning out of particularly yourself, Eved Kenani, right? The problem that I have is even the case of Shlichus. But the case of Bia is not a case of Shlichus. But then again, maybe it is. Because notice, if we go according to the Chachamim, Rashi Lishitas, so what did Rashi hold over the Achav Gimel?
Zachim.
What does Rashi hold all over in Shas about the nature of Zechiyah? Zechiyah mitam shlichus. And Rashi is very clear about it, that it's literal. That it's, we, a non-Sahadi, Rashi writes in many places, non-Sahadi, that we know that this person would have been mimana, he was mimana, the person is a shliach. So if you know the person would want something, you are mimela, without a formal minui, you are ki'ilu, you are in this manner ready to act as a shliach. The mechanism of Zechiyah is mitam shlichus, and we imagine that there would have been a minui that existed here to make you a shliach. So according to the Chacham, it actually stems beautifully according to Rashi, the Chacham. It comes out that the case of Acherim, the case of Acherim is actually a case of shlichus. And yet, you see, built into the case is the chiddush of Eved Kenani that we want to learn out, that you can have the kesef of Acherim, even though the kona is the Eved. Yeah, the only problem is you say, what about Rav Meir? Yeah, Rav Meir has to come on to Kabbalah Sachem Garmelo, and Rav Meir presumably agrees with Rava. We asked that Kasha the base mayor anyway, but presumably does. So then you lost that cheshbon. Ironically, if you make the link in terms of Rashi, we can also do it with the Ritva. I'm pretty sure that the Ritva learned Pshat on Chav Gimel, not like Rashi. The Ritva holds that Kabbalah Sachem Garmelo is operating for the Chacham as well. So it means that you can't be dealing with Shchiyah. He could be screaming, he doesn't want, and it works anyway. And it's not Shchiyah, it's not Shlichus. So it comes out that the Ritva Lishitas, so that Eved Kenani is not new to Shlichus in terms of the case, is actually how the Ritva would end up learning over there as well for the Chacham. It's not Shchiyah, it's not Shlichus, it's not Shchiyah.
So could that be what they're arguing?
You could bring it in. I mean, it could be, it leads them to where they're going, but you still have to identify the nekudas hamachokis and whether there is a problem here to be solved or not by shlichus. You know, I understand the Ritva ends up not having the case of shlichus in the case of Eved Kenani, but like, why is there a need? Why is it pasha to the Ritva that it works?
Just to say that line of the Ritva behind the Dasi Alav Mitin Eved Kenani, he's not saying that it would work without it. He's saying that that's Pshat the Gemara.
The words of the Ritva seem to say, like the Beis Meir himself is Medayik. Behind the Dasi Alav means that's why you need Eved Kenani. That's what the words seem to be saying. Without Shliach, you wouldn't need Eved Kenani. What I'm saying is not because of any fancy lumbus about Shulchan Aruch and Kamosa. It's because the Ritva simply did not think that this problem is a problem. I don't have to give the kinyan, you know, for the kesef of that person who's posed. I have kesef, and I can give the kinyan for the kesef. Does it matter whose kesef it is? What is the problem? That's what we're going to get to. Yeah. Oh wait, I have an Achim maybe first.
About
I think this is very shy, but it's just a little bit out there in terms of bringing in another source on Membeit Amenal.
That's the Gemara I was talking. We were talking. I was going to bring it. Yeah.
Yeah. So it's to be before the Gemara that Kolchim Shlichus and Zachin Tzadik Rufana. And Rashi Masechet.
Wait, you mean Membeit Amenal? Membeit Amenal. Membeit Amenal. Membeit Amenal. Okay, I thought you were talking about the other Gemara. Yeah.
Right in the middle of the Gemara, it says the Allah.
Yes, Chia. That's Chia. Tam Shlichus Sugya. Yeah.
Right, but it seems to say that.
No, that's the question. How do we learn the sugya there? That's where that machokas emerges, partly from that sugya. With schim etam shlichus, gam etam shlichus.
Okay, but it seems to be machalik between shlichus and zechiyah.
Yeah.
So the fun. And Rashi says it explicitly.
Yeah.
So then, how did Rashi say the same thing?
Not for now. That's Yeah. Now, I thought what you wanted is the other Gemara. We'll get to it in a second. Any more questions before we go to the Ritva? Yeah.
Just, why is it a kasha that the cases aren't similar between the Kanani? It's not shlichus. Like, why is it a kasha?
It doesn't have to be a kasha.
Because to answer the base mayor, we said the sugis don't have to be
equal. Right in the Kanani. Separate from what we said. Maisa, it's, yeah, in other words, the yesod is still clear. You see, you can learn that it works. No, but see, we can be asking if, according to Rashi, it doesn't work if you're not a shliach. How does the Kanani work? We're going to discuss right now. Rashi felt, in the Ritva's case, that's where we're going. Let's discuss. The Ritva gives a nupshat. What's the business? Rashi's case doesn't mean it didn't have a Kanani, right? Whatever the reason. We're saying now he discussed the whole thing was a problem. So what is the case that needs the solution of Eved Kanani? It's the case where it was somebody from the outside gives money, you're not a shliach, and the other person, the ploni, he says, Mifkesh the ploni, he says, Harei Mukadesh Asli, with the money that was given to you by the other guy. The lower minun hacha ella, the nesinas acha b'shvilo chashiva k'nesinasa. So, first of all, what's the formulation, what's the chidush according to the Ritva? That the nesina of the acher is considered like the nesina of the ploni. In other words, you need to have a nesinas kesef for the mekadesh to be mekadesh har. He has to give her kesef, but he didn't give her kesef. He's not even a shliach. He's a shliach that's considered his nesina. He's not a shliach. What do you see? Never kanani that nesinas acher chashiva kinesinas. It's a different nesod. It doesn't seem to be a nesod in terms of the chaser whose money is it. That's not the issue. That never was an issue for the Ritva, let's say. The issue is, you need the Mekadosh has to give the Kesef. So the Mekadosh didn't give the Kesef. He did an Amira, but you need a Nesina, not just an Amira. The answer is, the Nesina, the Acher, can count for the Mekadosh. That's the Chiddush of Eved Kanani. Why? Because in Eved Kanani, you see that the Eved didn't give the Kesef, others gave the Kesef. The answer is, it doesn't matter. It's okay if the kesef is given by others on behalf of, not midir shlichus. That's the yisod. What does Rashi hold? Rashi apparently would say that this case doesn't work at all. Right? Presumably. So why would Rashi hold that this case would not work if somebody else who's not a shliach gives kesef? You could think a lot of different ways. Again, let's start thinking, you know, what comes to mind. So, in the Rajba, I found an interesting opening. This is a little bit Nagea. A few people were talking this morning in Seder, Noam especially, about this issue, and also Menachem. It's a big topic. Just this is the Gemara Memhei I was referring to. The Rajba seems to say that it has to do with the question of, does a person want? If he doesn't know anything, then for all you know, he doesn't want it. Elamai, later on he wants it. But does that count? In other words, was there any indication that this ploni would want Kedusha? So there's a Gemara later on that talks about cases like this. There's a Gili Das on the part of the person that he wants Kedusha, and then you do it. So that's one way to think about Rashi, without getting the details. Rashi's issue was, where's the Das of Kedusha? How do you know if he wants Kedushin, if he's not a Shriach? But that would revolve around another issue. Can you be doing kiddushin for someone b'toras achiyah. Is it a schus for a person to get married? So the Rashba says maybe it's not. Why not? Why not? Maybe he wants somebody else, right? Or, as some say, maybe because he's because Nesar and the Krovim. He says in the middle of the piece of Ashmi, Tmiyali, Lamalam, Latsui, Meikar. What do you have? He has to set up a case that there was some Gili Das beforehand. How is Zachar Ladam Shalom Befanav? V'alcha Zchusu Shetehi Shizu Knuyalo. So isn't that Zchus? The Efsher? The Hacha Chovasu Hi, the Shema Ba'acheres Nichalei. Maybe he wants somebody else. And if he's connected to this one, and even though a man can marry more than one wife, right? But maybe so long as Umaisa, he's stuck with this one, he has to be Ms. Zanhar and everything else, so no one, they're not going to give her another wife, so Mimele, he doesn't want to marry this one. This is what the Rashba discusses. This is one way you could start thinking about Rashi. Maybe Rashi felt that you wouldn't be able to have the right case, because it wouldn't work, short of Shlichus. Maybe Rashi is not connected to that. Maybe there's other issues, according to Rashi. If it's not a Shliach, so who could think of another problem? According to Rashi, maybe there's a separate problem here. Yeah? The money was given now, comes the person later on and says, I'm a Kaddish you with the Kesef that so-and-so gave. Yeah?
Why is it Kicha?
So I was thinking like this. Again, but you have to know from the Sugya later if this is really a problem or not. But maybe Rashi holds that you need to have a Maisa Kicha of the Baal, and you can't have it. He didn't do it. If he didn't know, wasn't mitzave. Or maybe just say without even the fancy words of Maisa Kicha, the Rashi does not accept this yisod that the Ritva takes for granted based on Neve Kenani of Nesinas Acha Chashiva Kenesinoso. Rashi doesn't accept that yisod. There's no such a Nesinas Acha. Where do you say that? It's just a different issue. In other words, the Kesef is not his. According to Rashi, the sugya does not revolve around Nesinas Acha Chashiva Kenesinas. So Chol, according to Rashi, the sugya is only about a case of Shliach, and a case where it's not a Shliach, it won't work at all. According to the Ritva, it seems that the sugya is Dafka about a case where he's not a Shliach, and the Chiddush is that the Nesina of the other is considered like Nesinaso. In a case of Rashi, where's the Shliach, there's no issue to discuss. And then you have, interesting, in the Rush. The Rush seems to say both things going to Eved Kenani. The Rush brings in Siman Vav. Heruchman Liskatsi Leproni says the Rush, Ve'asa'o Proni Shriach, Elash Nosin Amana Mishalo. That's the case of Rashi. And that needs Eved Kenani, right? He holds that you need Eved Kenani, and that's the case. Oh! So the Rush brings both cases. Apparently the Rush holds that there's a need for Eved Kenani even where there is a Shliach. In that regard he's like Rashi. But he also says that it works even without a Shliach. You just need a new Amira. In that regard he's like the Ritva. Interesting. So the way we're winning it up, Rashi, we really have three shitas. Rashi holds it's limited to case of Shliach. That's where you have a need for a lim from Kenani, and it works. And because of Eved Kenani, without Shliach, it would seem, according to Rashi, that will not work by Kedushin, for whatever the reason. According to the Ritva, where there is a Shliach, it's obvious that it works without a need to learn from Eved Kenani. And you only need Eved Kenani if he's not a Shliach, and the Rush holds you need Eved Kenani in both instances. Which is more Pashut, according to the Rush? Aaron?
Could it be that when the Rush, so he says oh, and
yeah.
Then, so is that when he quote, when he says that.
He's saying he's only in the second case. So why is he bringing an Agamara? Why is he bringing an Agamara? And he's telling us this, the case that's not even learned by Eved Kenani, why is he mentioning it? I hear what you're trying to say. Like why would he mention that? Wouldn't he mention what?
Because otherwise it's working two different ways at the same time, no?
No. Chanami says the Gemara needs the limud in both cases.
But is it the same limud in both cases?
becomes, what we're suggesting, it means you're learning two things, right? It's like two different things. You're learning out that nesinas acher cheshivak nesinas, so, and maybe that's more pasuk. That's why I asked you which is more pasuk. Maybe that's the more obvious chiddush. I don't know. And then there's a second chiddush on top of that, that it can be the kesef of somebody else. L'masho, something interesting. I gave you this gra in Hilchos Ribbis. There's a gra on a halacha as follows. In Hilchos Ribbis, the following is brought down. Mutter, this starts in, this is in Kuf Samach Sefer Gimel. Mutter Lomor Chaveiro. This is a gemara that Tosfos had mentioned also in the earlier sugya. A person could tell someone else, Heilach Zuz, here, take this amount of money, the halvei asar dinar muproni. Right? In other words, so there's no ribbis mirobe lamalve. Somebody comes to a guy and says, here's a dollar, I want you to lend $10 to somebody else. Any problem, ribbis? No. V'hu shelo yachzav yikachenu mi'alove. As long as he doesn't come and take it from the love. V'gam lo yoma halove lamalve proni yitin b'shvili. And also, assuming that the lover doesn't say to the malveh, someone is going to give for me. Which means that the lover will say, I'm not giving you the ribbis. I'm not giving you something in order for you to lend me. But someone else will give it to you. So if the lover says that my friend is going to give you some money, that you should lend me money, that would be a problem. Where does that come from? Says the Gra on this, the Gam lo yomah halove lemalve pronitim b'shvili. The Havi kehelech mane b'skatshi leproni. What is that din? Evi Kinani, our sugya. Where does this make sense? According to Rashi, according to the Ritva, that we see in helech mane b'skatshi leproni this halacha that the Lover will say that someone is going to give you this dollar that you should lend me, then it's a problem if the guy gives a dollar to the malveh to lend money to the lover. If he does on his own, no problem. But if the lover says that he's going to give you and he gives it, then it says the gra, it's like hilach mane b'skatshi leproni. What kind of halach is this? He doesn't say he's a shliach. He's not a shliach. But what kind of halach is stated here? That the nesina of the other person is considered like his nesina. So whose pshat is that in the sugya? That's a ritva. According to Rashi, there's nothing in Evi Kinani that speaks to this case at all. Evi Kinani is about the idea that you don't need the kesef of the mekadesh. You can have the kesef of somebody else. That's nothing to do with this halach. So according to the ritva, that's what it says in Evi Kinani. According to the Rashi, that all, at least the way, you know, in the Rashi, certainly, because he says it second, that we're also going to Evi Kinani. So it's interesting. So it comes at a new idea. Could be this would hinge also on the following. Let's take a look at the Ksos. He brings Evi Kinani in a very different context. Not about Kinyan Kesef at all. Now, there's a lot in this Ksos that's Mechudish, but just let's go to the outside first. What would you say if you... Yeah, Becky, go ahead.
So one thing I understand. Why would Rashi, if Rashi holds this as a chus, or he'll just tell us that every time he's a chus, why wouldn't he say the Nitinas Akhar is Kashima Kashima?
He doesn't know such a thing. He doesn't have such a yisod, according to Rashi. That's not what it says in every Kanani at all.
Maybe he says a chus could be low.
No, chus could be a different issue if it's a chus. But by ribbis, I wouldn't imagine that would be the case. I mean, you can always act the Torah's Shechiyah Mitam Shechichus. That's always a principle. But this idea that someone else does, it's as if you gave. Where does it say that? It's not a sugya. A sugya is about kesef. Kesef of the not of the kona. Cannot be kona for the kona if it's not his kesef. Lo chasev l'omidi. According to the Ritva, as the Ritva puts it, the Chidash has to do it. Okay, it was his nesim. That's why it can affect by Hilchos Ribbis too. What would you say with regard to Suther? Can you have someone else give the Suther Chalipin? Can you have someone else give the Suther instead of the person who's being Kona? Aiden, make the kinyan on behalf of the kohen. Let's say someone's selling a field. And the Edom are going to sign, and what do they write in the document? In the Shtar V'Kanina. So what happens? It's a kinyan chalipin. Who gave the suda? The Edom. Who's kohen? The field? Shimon. Does that work? Can it work with the Neve Kenani? What would you say? The Edom give the suder on behalf of the prospective buyer, and they and then there's a kinyan chalipa that takes place. The kinyan Edom give their suder to the mocher that he should sell a field or whatever it is, or a metalpilin, whatever it might be. Chalipin's kohen everything. Can it work to be kohen something for somebody? That's what they write. The kanina, they write the kanina. We wrote, we made the kinyan. Who suda the Edom suda? What would you think? Would it work? Should it work? So, according to Rashi, what's our sugi about? Kesef. So it's about kesef. Kesef can be kohen, even if not the kesef of the kohen. When it comes to suda, I don't know. Where do you see Nebuchadnezzar anything about that? Chalipa Be'akinani B'chal Hoshai, we hope it's not, it can't work by Be'akinani. B'chal, you don't have that. There's nothing to learn out, there's no din, there's no halal, no yisod that you can extend beyond kesef. So what would you think? It shouldn't work. According to the Ritva, what's the yisod of Be'akinani? That someone else can give on your behalf, it's as if you gave. So maybe it should be beyond the case of kesef. That's not about kesef. It's about nesina v'ache, chashuva k'nesinasa. So then you can have it work by suder as well. So this is one of the things I think you can extract from this ksos. We see there's more in the ksos here, but the ksos assumes that you can use the yisod of Eved Kenani by suder as well. Chayra, that's only, seemingly, that can only make sense according to the Ritva's Pshat and Nasugi, not according to Rashi. According to Rashi, it seems to be a specific inyan, the Negea Hilchus Kenyan Kesef, who someone had a hand before. Yeah.
Isn't suder much more tall than regular kesef? So once you already
I tell you where you're right. I wouldn't put it in those terms, but I would add something. If chalipin is mitam kesef, it's a subcategory of kesef, then you're right. Then maybe even according to Rashi, I can hear it. But if it's not mitam kesef, so because it has certain coolness in whatever areas, you know, kinyan nasa haknos, it doesn't have to, you know, goes back, itafis lo mitfis, but the fact is, it doesn't have any bearing on our issue. Our issue is a specific din in terms of kinyan kesef that doesn't have to be the kesef of the kona. Once you talk about chalipin, which, if it were not mitam kesef, the fact that there may be other coolness, there's no way that you could extrapolate from our sugya to chalipin. The only way I think you would be correct is if you say chalipin mitam kesef. Yeah, I think that would be legitimate. That may be the same inyan that's true by kesef, it's true by chalipin. But if you take the Ritva, then I think it should be true all the time. Yeah, no.
With Rashi and the Ritva, they're both concerned with the fact that it's not as money, but they have different ways of solving it, right? I mean, the Ritva says that at the end of the day, we learn out that it really does become as money. And Rashi has a new Kiddush, even though it's not as money. But they both, that's what they care about, though?
Well, I would say differently. According to Rashi, the issue is not about whose Nesina it is. It's about whether kesef can be kona, it's not the kesef of the kona. Who says that there could be an exchange affected, a kinyan affected, for kesef that's not kesef of the kona, of the person being kona? It's only for the kona's kesef that you have to give something in exchange to that person. That's the chiddush. No, it doesn't have to be the kona's kesef. That's according to us, that's the extent of our sugya. The ritva is a much broader issue. It's nothing, it has to do with who gave it, whose Nesina is it? Someone else's Nesina counts for you. And that's why maybe it can extend to Ribbis, it can extend in Hilchus Ribbis, it can extend to Chalipin. Yeah?
It's just about like whose Nesina is it, and there's nothing to do with losing.
The Gemara says, well,
Kafasar Midi, it's nothing to do with losing, it's just whose Nesina is it.
You mean, how does it work in the Lashon HaGemara? Ritva says Chashiva Nesina Chashiva Nesina. So you're saying, so what about the Lashon HaGemara? Can you get into the words of the Gemara? He didn't give. You're saying he lo kachaser. Why is Gemara express lo kachaser?
Why is it better for one person or the other?
What?
Why is it better for?
He's asking. Well, the words of the Gemara are more afgav de lo kachaser romidi. What does the Gemara mean?
For Rashi, the shliach though. So anyway,
for Rashi, lo kachaser will mean that it's not his kesef. That's lo kachaser. It's not his kesef.
Rashi, the shliach of the Gemara, then.
No. It's not his kesef. At the end of the day, it's not his kesef that's being kone. The Kenyan's not coming for his kesef. So he's not chaser. It's not his kesef. That's what the words can mean. According to the Ritva, what's the lo kachaser lomidi? It should say, even though he didn't give. That's what it means. Hi gavra, I've got the lo chaser lomidi. He didn't give it. Why stress the chaser, you're asking? Why stress the fact that it's lo chaser? I don't know. You want to say that's also part of the Chiddush as well, but then the Ritva could have, then the Ritva would have. Now, if once you say it's part of the Chiddush, then he should have agreed to Rashi too, like the Rush did. The Rush seemed to say that, as we understood it, that both are part of the Din Eved Kenani. We learning the Ritva, the Rashi's case would not need Eved Kenani. So it's only a problem, lo kachaser, when you have in the scene of the Acher. I don't know. To see how it fits in the Gemara. Let's just take a look at the Ksos, because there's something more in the Ksos, I think, that takes us back to Kabbalah Rabo Garmelo. I told you before that it's not simple, that it's only by Eved Kenani. The Ksos writes the following. See, whatever, in the middle of the piece, he says, there's a number of Yesodos in the Ksos, so we'll see right now. Let me already mention something. When we talk about Eved Kenani, what would you say? Does it have any shayches? I understand, let's say, Quinta Ritva, right? It doesn't need to be a case of shliach, right? Does the principle of Eved Kenani have any connection to the principle of shlichus? In other words, I understand the case for the Ritva, and we hold the halacha, you don't need to be a case of a shliach. But does the concept that we say, Nesinas Acher Chashiva Kenesinasa, like the Ritva's Lashon, does that concept have a relationship to the concept called shlichus? To the extent that somebody is mufka from the parasha of shlichus, can there still be a din of Eved Kenani? A goy, in shlichus la'akum. Can you have the Eved Kenani work where shlichus does not work? That's a big machlokes achronim. Rav Chaim took for granted that Eved Kenani has to be in some way mitam shlichus. Even though it's not the same as chivatam shlichus and whatever, however you want to put it, but it has to be me'ein in some way that parsha of shlichus. If you can't have the mechanism of shlichus operate, let's say, by a non-Jew, you can't have the notion of Eved Kenani. Maybe because he holds, what do you find? Where's it? Where does that come from? I mean, there has to be some paradigm for it. The Ksos Kinir'er understood Eved Kenani differently. Maybe he doesn't use the language that the Ritva uses, Nesinas Acher Chashuva Kenesinaso. It could be he understands it, you'll see the way he puts it. But what really matters is the Kabbalah. And the Mela for the Ksos has nothing to do with Shlichus. Notice what he says. And therefore he goes to Sudar and so on. Now take a look at what he writes. Lachay Nira. The Sudar Shenosnim Ha'edim. When the Edim give the Sudar, someone's going to buy something with chalipin, and the kinyan is chalipin, the Edom give the suda. Says the Ksos, Rabbitos shlichus min hakonehu. They're not acting as shluchim of the koneh. Why? The lo shayach shlichus, elohim haya hakoneh nosin suda shelo aide shlucho. The only way you can have shlichus is if the koneh would give the koneh suda through a shliach, so be my shliach, give the suda to the person, be koneh for me. The Kona never had it. So how does it work when the Edom give a Suder? Ella, ha, the Zohar Kona, the Suder, Edom, hainu midin Eved Kenani. Edom give a Suder, and that can work for the other person to be Kona midin Eved Kenani. Can I be a parakah of the Kiddush, the Yechmane, the Hei Satcha Kona Lepkoni, Vaiter Na Gemara, it works by Mechira. The Kona also. I'm Sham Dhamma Vhain Lin Mamon. What I was going to say later on, that what we have by Kedushin is true by Mammon as well. No, so what happens? So how does the Ksos understand it? Ever kenani by mamon. Not midin shlichus. He never made him a shliach, and he didn't give his seder. It's midin ever kenani. Someone else can give their thing, and this guy can be kona. So how does it work? The kevan shemekabel harav es hakesef. Once the adon accepts the kesef from the acherim, yotza eved lecheirus afilu bar kocha de eved. The eved goes free. So how does that work? Im kain, eino b'toras shlichus. Elo kabolas hanakne gorin. Words of the Ksos. How did it work? Kabolas hanakne. What did the Gemara say in Chav Gimel? Kabolas rabo garmela. The Ksos is either literally or not. You have to know he uses the expression kabolas hanakne gorin. Now he goes on. Kiddushin. Now by Eved, you only das Eved. By Kiddushin, you need das. You need das. The person has to be willing to marry this woman. By Mechira, the Keach certainly has to have das to be coded. But in what sense do you need das? In what sense? Listen, the Ksos is saying very mechudashim ad ba'od. The Gabi Kiddushin umatana, the Be'inan das, says the Ksos, Eino ela mishum, the ein mezakin v'adim b'al-karcha. The Omer lo be'ina lo kana b'al-karcha. What's the pshat? That you need, the Baal has to want to marry this woman, the kona, the keach has to want to be kona the field. Because you can't shove it down his throat, so to speak. You can't be mezaki in balkarcho. If he says, I don't want, he's not kona balkarcho. If he says, I'm willing, do you need him to authorize the kinyan? As long as it's not balkarcho, do you need him to authorize the kinyan? Says it says no. Do you need to make a shliach for the kinyan? No. Eino tzarech l'din shlichus. What do you need? The sagi the kabbalas mocher es hakesef afil bekesef da acherim. The ein tzarech l'shichus kal. What is Eved Kenani according to the Ksos Rabosa? What is Eved Kenani? Nesinas ache chashuva kinesinaso lashon haritva. I don't hear that music at all in the words of the Ksos. What is the yisod of Eved Kenani? Nesinas acher chashuva kinesinaso or ein tzarech nesina. You don't need him to be, you just can't do it against his will. But you just need a Kabbalah Samocha. Kabbalah Samakna. That's what it sounds like this is saying. You see, why would Rav Chaim hold that you have to speak about Shlichus in some form or another? Because what is the Yesod of Eved Kenani? The Ritva's Russian. Nesinas Acher Chachuva Kenesinasa. Where does it come from? Out of nowhere. My Nesinas, your Nesina. By Ribbis, where does it come from? Where do you have such an idea? Where? What paradigm exists for such an idea that what I do is as if you did it? Where does that come from? The only thing we can imagine is shlichus. So there's a derivative of shlichus, a new parallel institution that has shaychus to shlichus. If the person couldn't have shlichus, you couldn't have Eved Kenani. The Ksos disagrees. The Ksos is saying here, you don't have to have any shaychus to shlichus at all. What is it about? The Kabbalah Samakne Goren, by Eved, it can be Bal Karcho as well, by Stama case, Machira, Kedushin, you just can't be Bal Karcho. In Mezakel al Bal Karcho. But once he's not Bal Karcho, you don't need Shlichus. What do you need? Sagide be Kabbalah Smocher Sa Kesef, Afil be Kesef Da Achirim, the Ain Tzachu Shlichus Klau. Says Exos, for who are din, the Kenyan Suder, she knows him a Eda Mishalehen, she yikne also Proni as a Sada, how did Proni acquire the field? Was it Bal Karcho? No. Was there a Kabbalas Hamocher? Yes. Who gave the Suder? Aden. They don't need any, they don't have any connection to this person. They gave him a Suder, he received the Suder, he wants to map in the field, it's up to him. He can map the field to anybody as long as it's not Bal Karcho. Who had been the king of Sushi, the Shalem, and she yikno soponis, a sudden cannibal of Shikos, kosher, and Svatsa, Balkoch, and Mizaka. The Dafka be'evid Yosuke is Balkarcho. I don't know if I'm correct or not, but it seems to me that the Ksos is also taking the Gemara of Chav Gimel, of Kabbalas Rabu Garmelo, not just as a principle of Eved Kenani, but as a principle in general by Kenyanim. by Kesef, and maybe even by Suda. That Kabbalas Rabo Garmelo, that the kinyan can be affected through the Makna, Kabbalas HaMakna. But then already, the sugyas are closer. And the Beis Meir's question, you can now imagine, is more of a question. And except that he saw it as unique to every Kenani, but, you know, you see that, you know, according to the Ksos, it's really, it connects to our sugya. In other words, the discussion of that sugya has bearing on what we're discussing. The fact that Eved Kenani works is because all you need is a Kabbalah B'makna. And you don't need, you know, so the man that works, as long as he's Makabal from somebody, and it wasn't Balkarach of the Kona, and it works. One thing, however, so separate from what the Ksos is discussing, all of this, I think, has to be within the world of the Ritva. That the sugya is discussing, he's not a shliach anyway. According to Rashi, it's a case where he is a shliach. And the problem is a very specific issue, that the kesef was not the kesef of the kone. So then it's specific to kinyan kesef. Why would I bring in suder here? And that's why we said at the beginning of the shiur that the Beis Meir's kasha is not a kasha, because our sugya is specifically about that issue, and that's not the sugya of Chav Gimel. But the extent that you start bringing the sugyas together, then already, you know, then it's a different picture. And what I want to look at starting tomorrow a little bit is, before we have to do Midin Shnei and one more line of Gemara, but the Rambam. The Rambam codifies these various halachas, Arev, Eved Kenani, and Midin Shnei. But the Allah, and then you have to look in the Rambam in Ishus, and the Rambam in Mechira, and count the diyukim that you can come up with. Many, many diyukim in the Rambam. Try to think about what you notice in the Rambam in all of these three halachas. Eved Kenani we'll get to. Eved Kenani, Arev, and Eved Kenani, both by Bechira and also by Yishus.